This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify what Peter says about God in 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's continue. God promised Jesus Christ would return. The skeptics scoff and question, "Where is this coming he promised?" Verse 4. They think because their eyes are focused on mere earthly things, which they believe haven't changed since the beginning of time, that God's promise is bunk. They deliberately only look at what they want to see and ignore what God said and has done. They ignore fulfilled prophecy, scoff at its possibility, and mock those who believe it. They don't understand that with the Lord a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, verses 8 through 9. Yes, God even wants the skeptics who scoff at him to repent. He is patiently waiting for them. Again, we see God's word connected to his patience. Peter reminds us in verse 15, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you in the wisdom that God gave him." God's patience and salvation are intertwined. Were he not patient, many of us would not experience his grace in salvation and sanctification. It's wise to be reminded of these things and stimulated to do some wholesome thinking about them. Reflect on his power, promises, and patience, and then worship him as Peter did. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.